Hank's on the line.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Al.
Yes, sir.
How you like your new job?
Like a fish out of water here at first.
Yeah. I was thinking that if you haven't done so, you might give Henry a call before he leaves and, you know, buck him up a little.
Oh, right, sir. As a matter of fact, I've just spoken to him.
Oh, good. He's all right. I mean, I saw him this morning, but, you know, he's carrying a heavy load, and he's more susceptible to the congressional actions and also the damn columns and so forth, some of which
they're pretty vicious these days.
Yeah. Well,
he seems pretty, pretty good shape.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, sure. He was, we had a good talk today, and he knows what our options are and so forth. And also, despite all the, you know, the yakking around, it seems to me that we have followed the only course of action we could, and and you having been over there, you know, all this nonsense which has been written to the effect that Henry was wanted to continue negotiating, and that I drew him off and decided to bomb. Of course, that's just the other way around, as you know. But nevertheless, he was right, my own feeling is that I'm utterly convinced that had we not done what we'd done, we just have no bargaining chip at all at this point. What do you think?
We would have been stalled out. No question.
Don't you agree? Don't you think so?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, whether this is going to produce a settlement remains to be seen. It could. It could. What's your guess at this moment?
Well, I'm inclined to think they're going to settle. It may be a couple of false starts, but I think by the end of the month, we'll have a settlement. That's my own judgment.
Yeah. Well, they
think they want it.
But frankly, they either have to settle or we just have the thing where they have to settle or take some consequences for it. That's what they've got to think in their own minds. Despite what the shenanigans of the Congress, they know we've gone through that before. At least I would think they would remember that.
Well, I think they know it. There's nothing that Congress could do in the immediate sense in any event.
That's right.
And I don't think they'd ever get around to doing it in any event, given the situation. Especially if they've
stonewalled, that's right.
And then we just have to go out and lay it out.
That's right. That's right. Well, my feeling is, too, that I've never been, as you know, much of an optimist about settlement, but I think at this point the chances are much better for settling than they were when he went over there in late November.
Yes, sir.
December, don't you think so?
I think so.
Because then I think they were sort of floating along there with the assumption that we sort of had to and they didn't.
Exactly.
They weren't hurting too much.
Now I think they realize that the way these congressional things are turning, they're going to end up with a purely military option, which they don't want.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If they don't want a military option, they'll damn well better settle now, because that's the way the Congress would force us to move.
That's exactly right.
And of course, as you know, it's the way we will move, too, on our own, without telling them. Well, in any event, we'll keep him bucked up and hope for the best. As you know, if we get any kind of a breakthrough, you'll have to get in your horse and go out and see Brother Chu again.
Yes, sir. I'm all
this time. This time, though, there's no nonsense. And I think he's going to have to. He'll be in a different mood too. That's my guess.
I think so.
We've had some indications, apparently, as you know, that he's changing his mind. But
well, that's the benefit of this activity, if there is any. He's at least learned a lesson.
Well, when he sees the Congress jumping up and down, he knows that after the stop of all military activity, the next stop all aid is South Vietnam in order to get the prisoners back. That's the next step. And you know that's exactly where that road's going to lead.
Right.
That's the reason it isn't a very good one for us either.
No.
Because, but in any event, he's, we're, when we go this time, if it comes to that point, whatever the settlement is, we're just going to put it right to him. That's it. And then he takes it or leaves it.
I think that's the only alternative.
Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. And no. Even if we have to go public,
oh, we will
succumb. You'll knuckle.
All right. Okay. We hope you take the